This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America. I've got to run to keep from hell, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the midnight rider. Chris McMichael. Yeah! Sports Radio 101.9.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 12:02 on the fan. McMonagle here with you for the next 5 hours on our five-hour midnight ride to the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. We got Connor and Fleeks on the other side, and we made it! Not only did we make it to another Friday and a weekend ahead of us, but we made it to the Friday. We made it to the day we've been waiting for. We made it to May 16th. One of the great New York sports days in recent memory. We talked about it yesterday. It has been, you have to go back to 1999. The last time on the same day, a Knicks playoff game and a Subway Series game. As we are in the midst of a Thursday night, that was kind of the storm, as was said in the update, and he's 100% right. The calm before the storm. Nothing local, everybody off. We are preparing for this evening. 7:05 in the Bronx. And that's what's great about it, too. We get to see the Juan Soto moment. And that's really the difference between the two things here. And obviously, the Subway Series, it's an important moment. And Juan Soto returning back to the Bronx and everything he's meant between these two teams and these two fan bases and what the offseason, as both fan bases waited to hear whether or not he was going to return to the New York Yankees, a team that he helped carry back to the World Series for the first time since 2009, or if he was going to spurn them for the new upstart led by the new combination of the greatest owner in sports, the most intellectually bright, smartest young executive in not only baseball, but what feels like all of sports, and certainly in this town, in David Stearns. And the New York Mets that this fan base rallied around last year, watched them go from one of the worst teams in baseball, have a team meeting, and go on an absolute run we will never forget. Which one was he going to choose? And we all know where he presides today, and we all know where he will return tonight, 7 o'clock, Madison Square Garden. And that moment is really what that game is all about. Because I've talked about what it means in the standings and what it means. Like, it's more about this fan base. It's more about, tonight is actually, if you think about it, it's a combination of what unites us and what divides us. And at 7 o'clock, we will be divided as Yankee and Met fans in that building in the Bronx, waiting for Juan Soto's first at-bat, waiting for the reaction from the crowd. Juan Soto put out some quotes today about 50,000 people versus one, and we'll get to that. But once that moment happens, once the game starts, it's a baseball game that is between two excellent baseball teams and more about a fan base, two fan bases, and how they feel about each other and all the nonsense that goes and all the fun we can have with it. But then at 8 o'clock starts the real business and what unites us as a city more than any other team we root for. Because tonight is a game that we haven't experienced at Madison Square Garden for the New York Knicks in a long time. And I know we say that, and it even gets mocked a little bit. Oh, game three was this, game four was this, game six was this. Yes! As the momentum builds towards what will hopefully be the crescendo of game number six tonight at Madison Square Garden, where the Knicks can slay the dragon of the Boston Celtics, the defending champs, and do something special that no one saw coming. We've seen this moment coming for the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. We have been waiting since the schedule was released, since Juan Soto on that December day decided to switch sides, decided to put a line in the sand between these two fan bases and make a Met fan feel like the days of the Yankees running this town is over. We've been anticipating this day, knowing exactly when it was going to come, ready for 7:05 on May 16th, Yankee Stadium. We knew it was going to come. What we didn't know, as a New York sports town, as 99% Knicks fans in this city, what we didn't know it was going to come was a team that made so many changes in the offseason. A team that blew up last year's team that we all fell in love with, who we think would have been in the same spot and in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, if not for devastating injuries. When they decided to make the move for Mikal Bridges, and the five picks, when they decided to then go and trade for Karl Anthony Towns and make their big move for that next superstar, we weren't sure what this team would bring. And as we watched it over the course of the regular season, and it wasn't the same kind of defensive tenacity, and it wasn't the same kind of team last year's was, we saw the offensive prowess. We had a back-to-back 50-win season for our New York Knicks. But ultimately, this was a moment nobody saw coming. Because the Boston Celtics were better. Because the Cleveland Cavaliers were better. Because they struggled over the course of the regular season. Nobody saw this one coming. We've been waiting for December, since December, for tonight at Yankee Stadium. But the surprise of what we get to experience at 8 o'clock tonight, Madison Square Garden, is an opportunity the likes of which we haven't seen since 1999, really, to win a series, or 2000, I know they were the Eastern Conference Finals then. But this has been a dormant franchise that has a game in front of them that we will never forget. We might not forget the Juan Soto moment. We might not forget his first game back at Yankee Stadium. We might not forget this for a year when at the end of the season, hopefully both teams are in the playoffs. Maybe hopefully one is in the World Series. We remember last year that the Yankees got swept by the New York Mets, but we don't remember the particulars of the game. You'd have to go back and really scratch your head and try and break down exactly what happened in those games. The Yankees got their ass kicked. That's what I remember. I don't remember the particulars. It's a moment tonight. But what the Knicks get a chance to do is something that could live forever. This is a victory, the likes of which, and it speaks to the nature of the franchise and what they've been and how dormant this place has been, how dormant that building has been. We joke about it. We joke about what Madison Square Garden has become, a place that tourists go to even when the Knicks are bad and they manage to, you know, fill the building. And it's a place where Michael Jordan comes in and drops a double nickel, or Kobe Bryant comes in and drops 60, or other superstars, LeBron James, who spurns the organization, who wouldn't dare come play for the Knicks, but show up to the Mecca of Madison Square Garden and talk about the city and talk about the building as they just annihilated the Knicks and are heading to their next city. But how, oh, I love to play here. What a wonderful place to play. But the games that were played here never mattered to the Knicks, not for the last 25 years. And tonight is an opportunity and a game that matters. And tonight is an opportunity to take down the defending champs who nobody gave them a chance to win. And win a series and move on to an Eastern Conference Finals against a team that is talented. A team that's been to now back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals. A team that knocked the Knicks out of the playoffs last year. But a team that is profoundly beatable. And as we've watched this Knick team go through this postseason, and we've watched them give effort, we've watched them be terrible. We've watched them have incredible second halves and come from behind 20 points, and then we've seen them unable to match the intensity of their opponent. We saw it against the Pistons. We've seen it against the Boston Celtics. And Game 5, that third quarter, was an embarrassment and tough to wrap your mind around for a team that's supposed to be what the Knicks have been, and supposed to be a team that's capable of putting down an NBA champion and moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals. That third quarter and the level that the Celtics went to and the Knicks had no interest going is something that we're having a hard time wrapping our minds around and having a hard time trying to justify the idea that tonight will be different. But this Knicks team has shown the ability to navigate these waters. To have starts like that, second halves like that, third quarters like that, and then turn it on the next night and come out and play some pretty damn beautiful basketball and figure out a way to beat these Boston Celtics. And tonight is the night with all the pressure now squarely on the Knicks. I didn't think that would have been possible considering the defending champs, but they've lost their superstar. They've lost their best player. They were down 3-1 in this series, and now nobody expected them to win this. And they get to come to Madison Square Garden with almost no expectations to do anything other than to give the Knicks a run here, and the Knicks have to rise up, forget about everything else, and understand that they are one win away, one good half away, one game finished like they've done three separate times in this series, away from having one of the great upset victories the franchise has ever had. And giving this fan base and this city one of the great experiences we've ever seen. Because we can talk about whether or not this is the most anticipated Subway series that we've had in forever. Is this the most anticipated series, that Subway series that we've had since the Subway Series World Series of 2000? Is it, how impactful is it in these two teams, and what does it mean? And ultimately, and I'm not trying to poo-poo it, but ultimately it doesn't mean very much. It's about the moment. It's about the atmosphere. It's about what these two fan bases believe themselves to be, and a Yankee fan base that is still bitter about the first real superstar to wear the uniform who spurned them for another team in free agency. And not only do it for any other team, but the team across town that has been viewed, as Derek Jeter put it in his documentary on ESPN+, just the Mets. For years, it's been just the Mets. And now they're a franchise that has put together back-to-back incredible seasons, put together a team that's as good as any in baseball, a front office and a pitching development staff that is as good or better than any team in baseball. They have the money more than the New York Yankees. They have a payroll for the last handful of years higher than the New York Yankees. And they have made every Met fan relish the idea that not only are they a World Series contender, not only are they one of the best teams in the National League, not only are they one of the best teams in baseball, but they are the team that makes this city spin. They are the team and the building where the fun is happening. They're the team with the excitement. They're the team with the sing-along walk-up songs. They're the team that you'd rather be in that building than anywhere else. They do it better than anybody else. And they are now the team of the city for the first time since 1988. And that's fun, and that's exciting, and that's a game tonight that will be an incredible atmosphere, but it pales in comparison for me to what the Knicks have a chance to do. Because what the Knicks have a chance to do is to actually put forth a win, the likes of which they haven't seen maybe in the entire franchise's history. I know they've won championships. I know the historic run of the 70s team and how great they were and how beloved they are. And I grew up with the 1990s team. I grew up with Patrick Ewing and John Starks and Charles Oakley and Mason and that entire group. Derek Harper! I was there for all of that. But they never beat the Bulls. They never pulled off the upset. They didn't win that championship. They never beat Michael Jordan, should I say. I know they beat the Bulls in 94, but without Michael Jordan. They never had that series where they overcame incredible odds. They never did something as a major underdog. They never had this moment where no one expected them to win, and they rose above and put forth an effort and a game and a series that kind of shocked the world. And now I know without Tatum, the shock the world has kind of worn off, but the idea and a 3-1 lead in a series kind of wears off the shock the world. But make no mistake, they did the bulk of the winning in this series against the defending champs at full strength. And if they can pull off tonight, if they can show up and match the environment, if their effort can match the intensity that's going to be from the fan base in that building, in the Mecca, tonight at Madison Square Garden, and they can give you one more game and set you off into a Wednesday game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, it's going to be one of the most memorable moments at Madison Square Garden we've had in 50 years. And tonight sets up to be one of the great nights in New York sports history. And that sounds like hyperbole, and maybe it is, but you know what? We're slaves to the moment, and I'm no different than you or anybody else. So let's get ready for it. Let's talk about it. We can get into which one you're more excited about. We can get into the idea of being able to, at least at home, I know in the building it's going to be different. And if you have tickets to either or both or could choose, it's hard for me to imagine you wouldn't rather be at the Garden. But the atmosphere at both are going to be incredible. But if you are one of the thousands who will be sitting at home on their TV, and this is one of the nights where, sorry, honey, tonight's a two-TV night. You got to set up the other TV. You're completely focused. You don't have time for any nonsense. You don't have time for any BS TV shows. It's not a Netflix and chill night. It is Knicks, Yankees, Mets on the two TVs. You get to see, you're going to get to see the Juan Soto at bat before worrying about the Knicks who start an hour later. It's one of those nights that we live for here in this city, and I can't wait. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So we'll take your calls. Which one are you more excited about? What are you going to be locked into tonight? And ultimately, for me, what can we expect from this Knicks team? This was more of a topical open about the entire Friday night and what the Knicks have a chance to do. But how do they actually do it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 12:25. McMonagle here with you on this very special Friday morning, May 16th, 2025. Let's see if it's a day that lives in infamy. Let's see how it all plays out as we have two, really, to me, yeah, well, I know. It's a phrase. I know I keep saying that. It's a phrase. A day that will live in infamy. Obviously, I know what it's associated with, but it's just...
Say that a day that will be remembered.
A day that will be remembered. And obviously...
If it lives in infamy, that's probably not a good thing for the Knicks.
That's true. It would be... that's the other thing, too. Like, not to be a jerk or whatever. And I don't want to be too overly pessimistic. But yeah, I mean, whatever happens with the New York Yankees and the New York Mets, let's be totally honest, right? Yes, your buddy, your cousin, your friend, your brother, your sister, your wife, whoever, like, yeah, they're going to bother you if your team gets swept, right? If you're a Met fan, the Yankees sweep, or vice versa, you're a Yankee fan and the Mets come into the building and sweep the New York Yankees, you're going to have to live with it. And the big brother thing is going to be thrown around either way, right? If the Mets win, clearly they are now the big brother of the city, obviously. I mean, that what other statement would you need than a sweep? You know, I mean, it's only been 30 years of success for the New York Yankees and 5 championships. But clearly a sweep in the Bronx would dictate who big brother is. So you'd have to deal with that if you're a New York Yankee fan. Same thing with the Mets. So yeah, it would be annoying. Nobody wants to see their team get swept. But whatever happens, last year, the New York Yankees got swept by the New York Mets. All 4 games. The Yankees were in the World Series. The Mets were not. The Yankees were. You might be one of those Met fans who holds on to the idea that they won one more game against the Dodgers and the Yankees. Good luck with that. Hang on to it with every ounce of strength that you have. Claw onto it with your fingernails. Good luck. Enjoy that. The Yankees were in the World Series. The Mets were not. And that's not to knock the Mets. I'm just saying that it doesn't, at the end, they are as meaningless for the standings and what happens the rest of the way. They are as meaningless as they could be. It's like the Yankees playing the Cincinnati Reds, and it's like the Mets playing the Chicago White Sox. That's what the actual games mean. Now, when the game starts, the atmosphere in the building, the fan versus fan, it creates a level of excitement and a playoff atmosphere that can be telling on whether or not guys perform in that moment and how they respond to the moment. And certainly everybody is waiting with bated breath to see how Juan Soto responds to the moment. I have no doubt how he's going to respond to the moment, but and what that moment feels like in the atmosphere and both teams great. Like it's definitely a lot of fun, but there is no real worst case scenario for the Mets or the Yankees. If the Yankees get swept, like worst case scenario, they're a game up in first place. They are now 4 games up, I believe, on both Boston and Toronto. So if Boston and Toronto sweep their series and the Yankees lose all 3, worst case scenario for the New York Yankees, it's embarrassing. For a Met fan, you know, for a Yankee fan, you're going to have to hear the Met fan gloat for a full season or until next Subway Series at Citi Field. But the Yankees would still be in first place and you move on. Same thing with the Mets. if the Yankees sweep, you go, hey, it's a road series. We didn't play particularly well. We've had this incredible year. It sucks. Yankee fans are going to gloat. We still have Juan Soto. Screw you. And you move on. If the Knicks lose tonight, they head back to Boston for a game seven that no one will expect them to win. And more than that, forget expectations. They will go try and take down a defending champion who lost their best player and responded by beating the Knicks in back-to-back games, including on the road. Heading back to Boston for a game seven in front of their home fans, who would be absolutely nuts, going absolutely crazy in that building after losing Tatum and watching this team respond, it would be a very difficult atmosphere for the New York Knicks. Now, I still think they could win that game. They could. The way this series has been so topsy-turvy and the way the Knicks have played at different halves and games, like, they are completely different teams from one minute to the next. It's not impossible that the Knicks would go win that game, but it makes things very difficult. There is serious repercussions for this loss. And if they lose this series, this is the kind of loss that loses people jobs. Like, I don't know if Tibbs will definitely get fired. I'm not even advocating that he should get fired. I'm just saying when you're up 3-1, and the other team lost their best player, and they come out and blow you out in game number 5 and absolutely run you out of the gym in the second half of game number 5, come back to your building for a game number 6, beat you there, and then game 7 end you, win 3 consecutive games, and take away your path to an NBA Finals that's as clear as it's ever been. Like, it's a devastating, heartbreaking loss. And that's really the difference in the two games. Both are going to be fun. Both are going to be a huge atmosphere live if you're lucky enough to be in one of the buildings. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere in the Bronx, manufactured because it's not a playoff game, but it will be that atmosphere. And we all know the atmosphere that's going to be at Madison Square Garden. You could have a level of excitement equal for both games if you are a diehard enough of a fan as a Met and Yankee fan. That you can match. What you cannot match is the safety net of it being a series in May for the two baseball teams. There is a safety net. There is a landing that's not so tough. There is a bunch of sponge cakes waiting at the bottom if you've one of my favorite Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes. There is a safety net of, oh, well, it's May. It sucks. I know Yankees Twitter would be absolutely nuts. I'd get a million tweets about how this team sucks. Brian Cashman's the worst. Aaron Boone's an idiot. The team's absolute garbage. Don't give me offensive numbers ever again. This team is terrible. Devin Williams sucks. The bullpen's a joke. You think this team can actually win something? The fan base would all be pissed off. But ultimately, it won't mean that much. There is no safety net for the Knicks other than a Game 7 in Boston, with all the pressure in the world on its captain, on its head coach, on its superstar they traded for, as the two guys he was traded for are back in the Western Conference Finals. Like, there is a lot. There is a lot of pressure on the Knicks tonight. There's some on Juan Soto, and we'll get to Juan Soto's comments, and we'll get to a lot more of the game. We'll even do a thing on Andy Martino, who put out the Met-Yankee combined roster that seems to upset everybody. But we could take a look at both of these teams, where they are right now, what a series victory against their opponent could propel them to. But that's just fun. That's just, hey, a series in May. A nice little litmus test before the first tentpole weekend of Memorial Day. Where are the Yankees? Where are the Mets? How do we feel about them? Can the Mets really rely this much on their starting pitching for this long and not really break out offensively? When is that going to need to happen? Can the Yankees continue to win with Aaron Judge? How long is he going to hit 400? Is Devin Williams ever going to be the closer again? Like, there's a lot of questions. Is DJ LeMahieu really going to be the third baseman for this team moving forward? But those are all preliminary, you know, those are all just ancillary stuff that we can have some fun with no matter what happens. Whatever happens, they move on to the next series. They go about their way of finishing out this season that is still pretty damn young. The Knicks have all the pressure in the world. They can't afford to lose this game. It is a completely different feel. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Lee in Brooklyn. What's up, Lee?
Hey, I had to take your speaker, man. Listen, I appreciate everything you're saying, man. It's keeping me up. It's keeping me focused. And it's keeping me believing that the Knicks have a shot here. I want to ask you a question, too. I'll give a thought. But is Jalen Brunson injured? I know you said something about a little bit, but I don't know if you got any more information on the on it from your sports friends and stuff. But
my sports friends, yeah, my sports friends have not told me anything about a Jalen Brunson injury. As far as I know, he's healthy and ready to go. I mean, does he have an ankle? Is his ankle probably still sore and has been tweaked a couple times on landing on feet off of 3-point shots? Yeah, I mean, look, is he 100%? I don't know if anybody is this time of year, but I don't think it's anything that's going to keep him from playing. And clearly he's had moments of playing extremely well in this series. Right. It's not going to be an excuse. I'm just sorry. Whatever the case may be, if he laces him up and plays in this game, there is no injury excuse. Go out there and be the most clutch player in the NBA and send your team to an Eastern Conference Finals. Anything else than
That's basically where I'm going. That's the direction I'm going in, to keep this on the up and up, because I believe Carl Anthony Towns can basically take himself and focus, not running down the court bragging about hitting a three, but keeping his head in his game. And I'm not mentioning that Jaylen Brown situation too. He's the one that won the MVP last year, I think, in the championship. So it's like people forget that this guy's the one that won the MVP, right? Didn't Jaylen Brown win MVP last year?
I believe you're right, but listen, who's the better player, him or Tatum? Oh, he hung up. I would tell you Tatum's the better player, but sure, of course, and he's paid. He's got one of the richest contracts in the NBA. He is a great player, and the Celtics still have very good players. White has killed them in this series. There is no doubt. The Celtics, they just kicked the crap out of the Knicks in Game 5. No one is making any. I think any Knicks fan that had any reservations or any thoughts that the Boston Celtics aren't anywhere near as good enough to compete with the Knicks now that Tatum's gone, that went out the window when they got their doors blown off in the second half of Game 5. The Celtics are talented enough to win this game, to win this series, without Tatum. There is no doubt. Now, are they better? Because I'm hearing a lot of that. I turned to the post game after Game 5, and Wally Szczerbiak kind of indicated the offense works smoother. There's a couple of, you know, people on, you know, the talking shows on ESPN who've said they're actually better without Tatum because of this, that, and the other. I'm not going to go as far as to say they're better without Tatum. I think that's crazy. And the Knicks won 3 games with Tatum there. So they're capable of winning this game. I don't think the Celtics are better off than they were while Tatum was playing. I think that's a bit much. But are they good enough to still beat the Knicks? Yeah, you bet your ass they are. And the Knicks better show up. And it's annoying that a team that we want and we'll talk about, I'll be totally honest with you. When you say they can win an NBA championship, like I've said, you better believe it. And I do. But it's hard to justify or it's hard to excuse their intensity in games where they can't handle prosperity at all. That's a danger. It's not a. It might not be a death knell of a flaw. It might not be a flaw that costs you, because ultimately, if you can rise up in the games that matter most, you can get away with having, you know, a softer mentality and that not having that killer instinct when you're up big. Like, you can get away with it, but it's tough to tell me this team is an NBA championship caliber team and that they have that kind of mental toughness. And they have what it takes to beat these teams in these kind of series. And you watch how they handle prosperity. You watch both games that they have been up 2 games in the series. They played terribly. and were embarrassed in both games. Embarrassed. And came nowhere near matching the intensity of the desperate team. And we could talk all day long about how it's hard to manufacture that. And naturally, the Celtics are going to have more intensity. They need it. The Knicks don't need it. The Boston Celtics do. And it's hard to manifest that out of thin air. I've seen teams do that. Like, literally, and I'm not trying to compare everything to Michael Jordan, but we have seen Michael Jordan manifest. Like, flat out, if you watch the documentary, that's most of the documentary. Now, we all know the documentary slightly slanted. He had a lot to do with it as executive producer, blah, 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 blah. We don't have to get into whether or not that was a fair documentary. But we can see is he fully admits he would make stuff up to get him pissed off. The Knicks have to find a way to tell themselves and lie to themselves that they need this game just as much as the Boston Celtics do. And if they're lucky enough to move on and take a 2-0 lead against the Indiana Pacers, they have to lie to themselves and tell themselves and convince themselves and then go out there and act like they need the game just as much as the Indiana Pacers. Because you can't just wait until you do need it. You got to go out there and take it the second you can. And we haven't seen that from this group. We've seen the opposite, though, which is what I'm banking on for tonight. We have seen when they need it, it's there for them. The intensity is there for them. But here's the catch. You can have that intensity. You can have it there when you need it and still lose to a pretty damn good defending champion Boston Celtic team. So you can't mess around. Tonight is the non-mess around game, man. They have to go out there and take it from the jump. They can't wait until they turn it on in the second half. Like, go out there and take it from the jump. Go out there and let them be the team that chases you down up 20. Because they're capable of that too. And it's a big, listen, tonight can kind of be, like, when we try and juxtapose these two games, like, tonight is a game sort of, you know, about legacy. This is a legacy game for Jalen Brunson. It's a legacy game for the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson's great. Jalen Brunson's the king of New York, whatever we want to throw around. Jalen Brunson is the greatest free agent signing the franchise has ever had. We played all the clips about, who the hell, the sweepstakes for Jalen Brunson's embarrassing, or do the Knicks, he's not a one, he might not even be a number two. Jalen Brunson's not the kind of guy who can come up and score 35 in an NBA game. Like, we all the highlights from 2 years ago that we love playing back and laughing at. Look what Jalen Brunson's become. Great. He can't lose a series up 3-1. He can't. Not if he wants to be what we think he is. Not if he wants to be what he's proved he is over the last couple of years. He's got to figure out a way to win this game and win this series. There's a lot of pressure on him, too, because he played terribly in that third quarter. He's got to find a way to win this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You're juggling work, life, and receivers who can't catch a cold. We get it. And we got you. New York Sports. No filter. The Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah. All right. Now we're in the swing of things on this Friday morning, 12:49. McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning midnight ride as we take it to the warm-up show at 5, 888-808-1019. Obviously, two huge New York City events tonight, as at 7 o'clock, the New York Mets and the New York Yankees will meet down in the Boogie Down for the first of two three-game Subway Series sets at Yankee Stadium. Juan Soto's return to the Yankees, and there was some comments, or at least the Yankee Stadium, rather. There was some comments made through John Heyman that we'll get to. We'll get to breaking down the team because Andy Martino does it every year, and it's amazing to me the reaction he gets from it and how mad people are about it. But we could break down, if you had to put together the rosters to form one team and go position by position, what would the roster look like? How many Mets, how many Yankees? Because I know Juan Soto was left off the list, and everybody's furious. 888-808-1019. Juan Soto coming off a day off as well on Wednesday night, so should be fully rested. And what can we expect? And not, you know, and the booing thing, I don't know why people have a hard time understanding my take. We can get to that too, but I want to focus on the Knicks for a little bit at the start of the show, because that's really tonight, 8 o'clock, Madison Square Garden, game number 6 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. This is the game tonight. I mean, this is the game. This is the game that dictates this season. It feels like that. This is the game where, you know, Brunson's going to, his legacy can be built. This is the game tonight that can stamp this season and give us one of the great victories we've had in a long time. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a party outside Madison Square Garden. They get this one tonight. We're all going to be partying. I'll be with you Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And I promise you, who knows, bottomless mimosas. I could be partying like a maniac. Yankees win the first two games of the Subway Series, and the Knicks take care of business tonight. Bottomless mimosas, 8 a.m. Sunday morning. Let's get to Taj in Astoria. What's up, Taj?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, basically, the last Knicks game, I had the feeling that Tatum wasn't shooting pretty good on this series. And I know, like, I know Boston is one of those teams that as a team and a unit, they can get it done. Mm-hmm. And there have been nights when they don't need Tatum or Brown to do it because they're just loaded in terms of shooters and stuff like that. I did expect them to show up, which they did show up. What I didn't expect was Mr. Luke Kornet killing us inside, and
yeah,
that's what shut us down. Well, we had no opportunity to get those inside paint points, and that kind of, I expected that from them.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing, because guys like Luke Kornet and role players, this has always been a cliche of the NBA, and, you know, it's a cliche because it's true most of the time. Role players play better at home. That has always been, you know, role players shoot a higher percentage at home. Role players have a more impact on games at home. They don't travel as well. Stars travel and play no matter where. Role players are better at home. Do you expect Kornet to play the same way at Madison Square Garden in back-to-back nights where Porzingis is still dealing with something? And in fact, you know, came out, I don't know if it was earlier today or after the post-game yesterday. Again, I'm on right after these games. I'm driving. I didn't see every bit of post-game from last night. But Porzingis said he was having trouble breathing. So, I mean, he seems like he's not going to be a factor. That would be the last thing I'd want, is to have all of a sudden Porzingis be a major factor in this series. But it sounds like he's not going to be a factor. Do we expect the role players of the Celtics, which again, the idea of how many role players they have and how successful they are at it. You know, they have the sixth man of the year in Pritchard. White is kind of a guy who's really elevated his game as a Boston Celtic and has killed the Knicks with his threes, especially to start these games. Like, do we expect them to be as good back-to-back nights on the road, Madison Square Garden? I don't. Now, it doesn't mean they can't, but I don't. I don't expect the same level of impact from every player up and down the roster that they got on Wednesday night in Boston. And it better not, because if Luke Kornet is blocking 7-8 shots and rolling to the basket for dunks off pick and rolls, it's going to be a problem for the Knicks. And I expect the role players of the Knicks, you know, to be better too. Like, they, you know, OG Anunoby, that's a guy we're going to focus on. And we'll do, you know, we'll get more in depth into the game as we go along here over the 5 hours. OG Anunoby's got to be more of a threat offensively. I mean, we have seen games where he scored 5 points, 2 points, 5 points. That's unacceptable. OG Anunoby can't score 5 points tonight. He just can't. And as great as Bridges has been, and he's been great, right? And to me, we can forget about the trade, the picks, all worth it. I'm already there. It might be short-sighted. I don't care. I'm already there. I'm done with the trade. It worked. I'm good with it. Forget it. That's how good he's been at the end of these games. And if they win this series, then it solidifies that. But he's got to be better shooting the basketball at the start of these games. He's atrocious. Yes, in the fourth quarter, he plays great defense, and he's rallied around and you know, in the fourth quarter has hit some shots and been great and scored 14 points in a fourth quarter win. Great. And if he does that tonight, I'm not going to quibble about his lousiness in game five, but he's got to be better. Maddie in the Bronx. What's up, Maddie?
Yo, what up?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Good, how are you? I want to talk about the new Subway series coming this weekend and how Soto's going to bring it to the Bronx.
How's he going to bring it?
Oh, he's starting off with three jacks. He's going to become the new king of New York and put Judge to shame.
Oh, Maddie, I appreciate, and I'd love to have more fun with you. I am against the break, if you say so. If you think you could put a guy who's hitting 412 and leads Major League Baseball in home runs, RBIs, batting average, OPS, slugging percentage, if you think Juan Soto, who's really struggling so far this year, is going to come here and put him to shame. I mean, listen, many people think he's already put him to shame with the success he had in the postseason compared to how Judge failed in the postseason. So we'll see. You want to call him the king of New York? I'm sorry. It's going to take a hell of a lot more than a nice little Subway series. But that's, I don't disagree with your initial take, though. I don't know about the king of New York and put Judge to shame, but I think he's going to have a good series. We have seen Juan Soto perform when the lights are brightest. I think he has been ready for the series. Comments like 50,000 versus one. I think he is mentally prepared for the series. And even though the Yankees are throwing two left-handed starters at him in Friday and Sunday, I would not be surprised if Juan Soto has a monster series. That's just who he is. He's a great baseball player. That's why I was so bummed when he left. But we'll see how the rest of the team goes. Because quite honestly, you know, we go into it with the Mets having the better pitching and the Yankees having the better offense. And we'll see which one prevails. And the Yankees are throwing their three best pitchers. 888-808-1019. This would be, I think the Yankees are going into this as good as they can go into it. The Mets have been the better team all year long. There's no doubt. They've been much more consistent. Their starting pitching is on another level. It's the best in baseball. It's a miracle what they're doing, and I can't wait to see how the Yankees handle Griffin Canning. I'm just fascinated by Canning so much and how well he's pitched. So we'll see, but the Yankees, as a Yankee fan, and this isn't just to give it the one-sided perspective, I'm just giving it to you as a Yankee fan's perspective, they are heading into this series as well as they could head into it. They've won three straight consecutive series. They're playing well. Their rotation is rounding into shape. Devin Williams, hopefully, and the bullpen is rounding into shape. Weaver looks to be as good as any closer in baseball. So I think, and the three pitching matchups, I think the Yankees are heading into this series as good as you could head into it. And so are the Mets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.